Ezekiel, chapter 4. You also, son of man, take for yourself a tile, and lay it before you, and portray on it a city, even Jerusalem. And lay siege against it, and build forts against it, and cast up a mound against it, set camps also against it, and plant battering rams against it round about. And you take to yourself an iron pan, and set it for a wall of iron between you and the city, and set your face toward it, and it will be besieged, and you will lay siege against it. This will be a sign to the house of Israel. Moreover, you lie on your left side, and lay the iniquity of the house of Israel on it, according to the number of the days that you will lie on it, you will bear their iniquity. For I have appointed the years of their iniquity to be to you a number of days, even 390 days, so you will bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. And again, when you have accomplished these, you will lie on your right side, and will bear the iniquity of the house of Judah, 40 days, each day for a year, I have appointed it to you. And you will set your face toward the siege of Jerusalem, with your arm uncovered, and you will prophesy against it. And, look, I lay bands on you, and you will not turn from one side to the other, until you have accomplished the days of your siege. You take also to yourself wheat, and barley, and beans, and lentils, and millet, and spelt, and put them in one vessel, and make yourself bread of them, according to the number of the days that you will lie on your side, even 390 days, you will eat of it. And your food which you will eat will be by weight, 20 shekels a day, from time to time you will eat it. And you will drink water by measure, the sixth part of a hin, from time to time you will drink. And you will eat it as barley cakes, and you will bake it in their sight with dung that comes out of man. And Yahweh said, even thus will the sons of Israel eat their bread unclean, among the nations where I will drive them. Then I said, Ah, sovereign Yahweh! Look, my soul has not been polluted, for from my youth up even until now I have not eaten of that which dies of itself, or is torn of beasts, neither has there come contaminated flesh into my mouth. Then he said to me, See, I have given you cow's dung for man's dung, and you will prepare your bread on it. Moreover he said to me, Son of man, look, I will break the staff of bread in Jerusalem, and they will eat bread by weight, and with fearfulness, and they will drink water by measure, and in dismay. That they may want bread and water, and be dismayed a man and his brother, and pine away in their iniquity.